Karachi's street crime epidemic has long been a distinguishing identity of this country's economic and financial hub, and unfortunately, this bleak landscape has made its way well into 2025. On the third day of Eid, a 38-year-old man named Amir Sultan was brutally shot dead in front of his son as he resisted a robbery in his DHA residence, turning an auspicious day into the family's worst nightmare. Just this year, 20 people have already lost their lives to street crimes. Compared to the same period in 2024, street crime has declined by 28.18% this year. But the statistical reality does not do much to alleviate citizens' concerns, as even a decline translates to over 10,000 street crime incidents in 2025. People have become accustomed to the idea of being the next victim of a robbery every time they leave their houses, indicating serious psychological concerns as a consequence of these crimes. Street crimes are the result of multiple systemic failures, one of which is the combination of skyrocketing inflation and widespread unemployment that forces individuals to resort to extreme measures. Failure to tackle crime once it has been committed further emboldens perpetrators, as street crime cases have a mere 6.13% conviction rate. Many victims also avoid reporting such crimes, considering it an unnecessary and fruitless endeavor. Moreover, the Karachi police force is facing a severe shortage of personnel, making due diligence even more difficult. Therefore, the legal system's flaws and the public's erosion of trust in it lead criminals to believe they are protected from the law, which they often are. A multifaceted approach is necessary to eradicate street crime in Karachi. The police must integrate reforms that address manpower inadequacies and crime prevention, courts must strictly punish criminals, and the government must introduce socioeconomic reforms to alleviate economic hardships.